Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. Yes, this is still Roger Love. I know I'm just doing a voice right now, and y'all think it's kind of cute. I know. Mm-hmm. I am joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger Love.
How you doing this morning, darling?
Breaking up my coughing pot.
Girl, you're damn tired. I thought you just hooked up to an IV girl and did it like a, what was that thing that your girl was doing on Married to Medicine, those intravenous things, whatever she was calling them, the spa treat?
Right. No, I need some of that.
What do they call those things again anyway? I forgot how she called them.
I forgot. You know how to hand my coffee, right, love? Why you do that to me?
She called them infusions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you got to hook it up to an IV girl to get it in there. Get it good and in there. So that way it won't be going to waste, honey. Yes, indeed. Well, let's get started right. Ooh, if I can get through this hiccup thing or whatever. Yeah, I don't know what that was, but all right. But anyhow, I'm going to start off by, giving up some glory. Birthday wishes. As soon as I can get to that page, yeah, I was on it, y'all, but, you know, then something happened. People started liking some other stuff that I was doing, so I was being nosy, and I just went on over to see what it was that they was talking about, because I didn't know what they were talking about, but, you know, it is what it is. But we haven't given out some good birthday wishes in a while. So all of those whose birthday wishes we missed in the past week, I can say, you know what, my bad, but, you know, things happen. You know, it was a state of emergency. I was not in town to be able to do the show. So, you know, we're listening to the last episode that we did, which was 2 weeks ago Sunday. Mm-hmm. You would know why we were not doing the show this past weekend. And also, it is the reason why Miss Mahogany will not be joining us, I believe, again. Still dealing with some things she got to, you know, work through and do, you know, with the passing of her mom. So if y'all are asking these questions, go back into the show and listen. That way we won't have to discuss it again. You know, you'll just know, okay? Y'all do that? Mm-hmm. The most recent birthday up would be coming up on August the 1st. Mm-hmm. That is Monday. Mr. Gary Stevens, bless his heart, turning the ripe old age of 31 years old. Mm-hmm. Bless his heart. He's a little cutie, too, bless his heart. And then he has, I think that's his son or maybe his nephew. I don't know that he's in the picture with. I have no idea that it's on his Facebook. But you know what? Either here or also coming up on August the 2nd, Mr. Americo, a.k.a. Felix. Yes. My little African friend, yes, he's in the picture with his son also. See, this is the thing about, you know, when you're a good father, you take these kind of pictures all the time. So, you know, he's in this picture with his son, but he doesn't have his age listed, so I don't know how old he is. But you know what? Kudos to you, Felix. Mm-hmm. Up August the 3rd, Wednesday, yes, Mr. Eddie Cresswell. Now, I don't know how old he is either, but I do know he is old, okay? I know that much. Huh. Eddie, you know I love you, Eddie. Bless your heart. And last but not least, Miss Intisar Ziad. Mm-hmm. Well, I call chocolate, because that's what I heard her sister call her once, you know, when we was at work one day. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate. Mm-hmm. Her birthday is Tuesday, August. It's indeed the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th is celebrating somebody's birthday. Girl, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, y'all.
So the 4th is Sunday, right? Saturday, right?
The 4th is Thursday, dear. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay. So I got to get up till Friday, because we'll be on the air Saturday.
Yeah.
So what day is that, the 5th?
That is the 5th, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't want to call out people that birthday haven't hit yet.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't want to call out people whose birthday hadn't hit yet. I mean,
I know that's right, honey. I see one of them that's coming up, too.
Yeah.
Later, that's a part of the big hat society on her picture, baby. I'm like, yes, ma'am. She was doing that Easter suit, baby.
Yes.
Okay. But, darling, do you have any birthday wishes prepared to give right now?
Of course I do.
Well, all right, then, honey. Let have.
All right. Today we have Mr. Gregory Thomas. Lordy, lordy, Gregory, you turned 40.
Yeah.
Also today we have Dr. Rashida Carter Francois. Her birthday is today as well. Happy birthday, Rock.
All right, doctor. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Has a nice to it, doesn't it?
Also, we have Carlton Skinner. He turns 49 today. Happy birthday, Carlton.
Right.
On August 1st, I have Mike Wallace. He turns 30. Mike, you do not turn 30. You need to cut it out with all that lying.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, Mike. August 1st, I also have my cousin. My cousin is Rhonda Bugs Kelly. Happy birthday, Rhonda. I think that's Lady Gal. Yeah, happy birthday, Rhonda. Then we have August 4th, the Lady of Excellence, turned 55. And August 4th, I have Miss Kim Aretha. Her birthday is August the 4th. Happy birthday, Kim. Also on August the 4th, I have Mr. Emel Green. His birthday is August the 4th. Happy birthday, Emel. And on August 5th, I have the Barbara Sultan. August 5th, Lordy Lordy, the Barbara turns 40. And that's my birthday wishes for the week.
All right now, and junk and stuff. Happy birthday.
Thought I wasn't going to never stop, huh?
Huh?
You ain't thought I was going to never stop, huh?
Girl, I'm just like, you know what? You got a whole child. You be having an essay full of birthdays sometimes.
Yes, yes.
But hey, that's how we do, honey. That's how we do. That's all I can tell you. Yes, ma'am. So, Miss Kiki, girl, what bubbling proof do we have to talk about today? Because, as you know, I don't know.
All right. Well, first of all, we're going to talk about all these divorces happening in the air. I'm a little confused. We got Keisha Knight Coleman and her husband, Ed Caldwell.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to stop butchering this little girl name, child, okay? If you can't
Keisha
say
Coleman,
it, girl, just be
right.
Okay? Just,
it's, Keisha, it's Keisha Hartwell. But it's Keisha Pulliam.
Thank you.
Keisha Hartwell. And it's okay because it's all distorting. We have her. We have, of course, we had, hold on, let me get the other one, little girl. We had a Walker Flock and his girlfriend, but they said they're back together. We had Mary J. and her husband getting a divorce. It's just so distorting, I tell you. It's so distorting.
Mary J. who, Blige?
Mary J. Blige and her manager, as well as her husband, are getting a divorce. She has filed for a divorce. Silent irreconcilable differences.
Hmm.
Yes. Yes, honey, yes.
Hmm.
Yes. So heartening.
It's like, I just don't understand it. It's like, why? What is wrong with people nowadays? It's like everybody just up and just getting divorced nowadays. It's not like it's a trend or something. That's just not cute.
Not cute at all. And I wanted to add a little line to what Mary J. She said she is confirming that she is coming out with a new album, but not with her. Not with her ex-husband. So I guess I don't know if he's still going to be her manager or not. She didn't go into specifics. She just said that she will be coming out with a new album shortly. So.
How did my spell chart? I mean, I don't know if I would want to have my ex that I just got a divorce for managing my career. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That sounds like a conflict of interest.
That would sound like me. That would sound like me.
Yeah.
All right. Ms. Phaedra Parks. Former rapper arrested after threatening to blow up Phaedra Parks' law office.
Ooh.
Yeah, Phaedra Parks back in the news. People want to blow her up and kick her while she down. Okay, but I missed the part of the story with Keisha when you had threw me off with her name and I was getting my coffee. But Ann Hartwell speaks out. He says his marriage to Keisha crumbled after just 2 months. He really isn't sure if the baby is his.
Likely story. That's what they always say. That's my baby. Really? Really? Really?
So she broke down on her interview recently about the whole marriage breakup, because she said she didn't know anything about it. She found out through social media that she was getting a divorce.
Oh, so it happened to her like that too. Bless her heart. Oh.
But everybody side eyed and they don't believe it.
I'm like, child, you know, people, they never believe what actually could be the truth, because the truth always sounds so much more far-fetched, you know, than the actual stories that they could create. But, yeah. But I'm like, you know what, when it comes down to it, child, now see, now we all know Mr. Ed Hartwell, honey. We all know him from when he was married to Lisa, and they was on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yes, he was a fine, and still is a fine man, yes. So, for him to think that that's actually somebody else's baby, though, is he trying to imply that Keisha was having an extramarital affair or something within that time that they were actually together, really?
Well, they were only together a few months.
That's why I said during that time that they were actually together, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is he trying to imply that she's a, something other than not a slut, you know?
Right. That's what it sounded like to me. All right, before we get into, okay, let me go ahead and get into that, and then I'm going to go back to this one. Oh, crap. I'm back. It kicked me out. Okay, there we go. Well, you know the new thing is Lil Bow Wow said he cannot relate to the struggle because he is mixed and he is not black.
Really?
So he cannot relate to the civil rights struggle.
Really?
That's
wait a minute. Since when has this, Lil Bow Wow been mixed? What is he mixed with?
Bow Wow says he's mixed and cannot relate to the civil struggle. He shares a photo of his father, who looks like he can be Caucasian. He looks like he can be Mexican. I can't really tell. But he says he cannot relate to the civil rights struggle because he is mixed.
Girl, first of all.
Go ahead and read a lot.
If all you wanted to do was say something, Bow Wow, you could have said something better than that, okay? Okay, you could have just said something better than that. You could have just did, I mean, you just did a Raven Simone kind of move. Really?
Okay.
Really, bitch? Okay, no. First of all, dude, you the black little boy, okay? You're not even mistakenly mixed, okay?
Okay.
So whatever your daddy, whoever you call your daddy, whoever your mama may have told you your daddy is, I don't know. Okay, but your mama is a black woman, apparently, because you dark as hell. You're not dark, 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 but you dark. You ain't
mistaken
with nothing else.
Exactly. You dark enough, little boy.
You are not mistaken for being Hispanic, okay? You are not mistaken for being Polynesian or Hawaiian or, you know, or African high society. I don't know what else you want to call it. But you ain't mistaken for being nothing else but a black man. That's all we've ever seen of you. So I'm sure that as you were growing up, every other racist white person that ever seen you thought of you as a little nigglet child. So, yeah, you can relate to the struggle. You may not have had to have struggled because you were living in a different, you know, lifestyle since your, early pubescent years. But, you know, you were still looked at as a black child, nigglet.
Okay.
So, dude, yeah, you could have said something better than that, yeah. Because that just didn't make no damn sense. I mean, yeah. Yeah, womp womp. Try it again. You know, go somewhere and be, you know, intelligent with it. You know, so don't say that no more. Just don't say that no more, because that's just stupid. You can't relate to the struggle because you are mixed. Child mixed with what? Ghetto and country? That's about it.
No.
Okay. That's a mix for you, child, okay? Hood and ratchet, yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on now. He mixed, girl.
Exactly.
I've seen tea lighter than you, okay?
Okay.
Mm.
And then I want to give a shout-out to Joyce Betty. Dress looks very familiar to Melanie Trump's dress. Joyce states that when she was asked about it by Colin Mark about her dress being the look-alike of Melanie Trump, she said, I didn't know anything about the dress. I wore the dress, and I wore it with my own words.
Ooh.
I don't know if that was shady.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was cloudy.
Yeah. With 100% precipitation chance.
I was floored.
Girl, yes, ma'am. She was like, yes, well, I wore it all on my own, and I wrote these words all by myself, okay? But her name, her name is Melania. Girl, you are just jacking up everybody's name today.
Everybody, I ain't had my coffee yet. My coffee just
been
burning. I'm about to get a cup.
I told you, get that infusion coffee, girl, too. That way you ain't got to worry about drinking it. Plug it in.
See, Roger, you care too much about her name, her last name Trump, and that's all it does.
No, I don't care about her name, but it's like when I hear stuff, child, you know, my whole thought goes off, because I was about to say, who the hell is Melanie Trump? That's what I was about to say.
I thought her
name is Melania. Okay.
Yeah, it's really not important. She's an immigrant. Mm. Anyway. Okay, Pastor Jamal Bryant. Everybody know Mr. Pastor Jamal Bryant.
Do we?
Well, he is now dating. There goes my shirt up over my head.
Sweet.
Oh, my.
Sweet.
Miss Sweet. Yes, will be the first lady to visit. Yes,
honey.
Yes, honey.
If Melania Trump can be a first lady, why can't Tweet, okay?
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, Melania can't be no first lady. She can't be no first lady.
Who?
Trump is not a pastor.
Girl, first lady's the White House term also.
She can't be that either. Don't even much speak that.
Oh no, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, child. But that's the whole mind frame that they had, child. Well, hell, if she can do it, why can't I?
She can't even do it. See. Tweet is closer to being really.
Mm-hmm.
See, that other thing is just pretending. Just pretending.
Now, see, Tweet does, I mean, you know, because I don't know Tweet like that, you know. I don't know her, but, you know, from what I've seen of her work, you know, I'm like, she's still not, you know, as I'm going to say, she's not that bad of a selection. Because, you know, she didn't go that far to the left, child, to where she couldn't ease her way back on over to that life. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you
she made a song about masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
She made a song about masturbating. How could she not?
Well, girl, that's a natural part of life. I mean, it's not like she was actually doing it on her video like Lil' Kim might have been doing. You know what I mean? Now, that, yeah, you would have to dip that whole church in some holy water, child, for that to be a righteous place again if she was a first lady. I'm sorry, you know.
Ooh, how you
girl, I would have to feed her lint you know, stuff for days, child, just to get it cleansed out of her system, child. But, yeah. But Tweet, I mean, her songs, some of them were a bit suggestive and all that other kind of stuff. And, you know, but she was still, I would say, on the classy level of it. She didn't get raunchy with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, now Lil' Kim and what's that other one named, child, from Florida? What's that girl name? Mia?
Yeah,
whatever her name is. And then there was also the light-skinned one. I'm trying to remember her name, too, with the cat eyes.
Nicole. No, not Nicole.
What's the other one? Dang it. What is the girl name? Trina. There we go.
Oh. Yeah.
I see those. Mm-mm.
But wasn't Megan Goodman also married a preacher?
She's married to a minister. Yes, she is. Now, see, and she's another one. You know, she was just a young girl, but she was never really, you know, like.
She did Players Club. She did Players Club.
What was she in the Players Club?
Wasn't she in the Players Club?
No.
Who was in the Players Club?
That was Lisa Ray.
No, the other girl.
That was
Michael
Calhoun.
Yeah, that's her. That's how they always look like to me. I don't know.
Girl, Michael Calhoun does not look like Megan Good, okay?
Don't judge me. Still get my coffee.
Girl, why you
don't
call to get
your
glasses too?
Because
you need them.
Well, they've been looking alike to me, so, you know, I ain't.
Look, they don't like each other. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, they do to me. They do to me.
Like, me and my sister look alike, not.
Yes.
Girl, oh my goodness, y'all kills me with all them black folks look alike kind of foolishnesses. Hey, ooh, y'all kills me with that. Mm-mm.
I didn't say that. I just said y'all can look alike.
Look, just because we related, we got to look alike. What?
I didn't say all black people look alike. I just said y'all look alike.
Girl, no, mm-hmm. Man, we do not look alike. We don't. We do not look like each other. I'm like I said, we both happen to favor our mothers, but at different points do we favor our mothers. I think I have a lot of my mother's mannerisms when it comes to the way we talk, whatnot, and then just, you know, a few little hints in there. But she looks more like my mama than I do. And I don't look much like her for the most part. The only thing me and her have in common is that we both tall.
No, that wasn't even... Y'all look alike.
Nope.
Maybe I'm going to post a side-by-side picture to everybody on the Love and Life page.
Y'all can go onto Facebook and just look at my page, and then you can see my sister also as one of my friends on my page, and you will see that we do not look like each other, okay?
We're going to post a side-by-side picture of Raji Love and his sister, and we're going to have a poll on that. So if y'all want to join the poll, please, by all means, log into Love and Life, and I'm going to get Raji Love to post a side-by-side picture of you and your sister. Mm. And we're going to see what the poll says.
And when y'all see those pictures, please come back on to the show and ask Miss Kiki what is it that she got in that coffee with her, because Lord knows she be sipping on something other than coffee to think that we look that much alike, because we don't.
Okay, we're going to see the vote. I want everybody to first press their vote, and we want to see what it's going to be. If y'all could please do that for me, that would be appreciative. I want to vote. And if I lose, I will say it on the air. I apologize. But if you lose, Raji Love.
I'm going to say it on the air, girl. Y'all are all crazy. That's what I'm going to say.
Let me stop.
I will just accept it and just move on, because Lord, I don't think we look alike. She don't even think we look alike. I don't know anybody that knows us besides you who says that, and that other lady that was at the church. I can't remember, but her neighbor even said that was also at the church. They don't look nothing alike. Thank you. I'm like, see.
Well, her neighbor actually was remarried right after that. Her neighbor actually, yeah. So we can't use people like that.
But I'm saying, you know, she don't know us, so she just asked. She just met us that day, so she asked if we was married. Now, that's all.
Uh-uh.
She don't know. She don't know. But she can see what she can see. She just didn't know what we were, you know, or something.
She couldn't see, obviously.
Child, please. No, ma'am.
She couldn't see at all.
All I know is, okay, moving right along, girl, because we don't look nothing alike, but, you know, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
Just like. All right, I guess we got to talk about the frog in the room.
The frog?
That was the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention. Did you get a chance to watch it, Arjuna?
I didn't. I saw clips this is what had happened, see. When the Republican National Convention was on TV, I happened to be at work, and it was on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I started hearing some people say some stuff, child, so I had to leave the room because, girl, I heard that every word that I was hearing, child, it felt like it was taking another one of my IQ points away.
Oh, my.
So I had to go into another room because it was just draining me. And I'm like, okay, no, I can't do this. What I heard trying to talk was Rudy Giuliani. Mm-hmm. Another one that I was trying to hear, you know, that I wasn't trying to hear, but I heard saying some few words with Scott Baio, I think, was one of them.
Huh.
And there was somebody else who I think was on there when they were talking, but I can't remember who exactly it was, but it was another, was it a reality star? But it was another celebrity. Can't remember who it was, but no. But then I saw the Chelsea Clinton speech while she was giving the speech. After she spoke, I had changed the channel. Because I really did not feel like sitting there listening to all of it because, when I caught it, it was already late, and then I knew I was going to want to go to sleep and then because I had to be at work, you know, so I was staying at the hotel that night. So I only watched her speech, which I think she did a fabulous job. And to me, if you can look at her and you can see her mother all up and through. As a matter of fact, when they showed the older pictures of Hillary, she looked the spitting image of Chelsea, bless her heart. So I was like, well, wow, okay. But then, yeah, she did a nice job giving that speech for her mother. And then I saw, you know, other clips about Hillary speaking. I saw the clips about Michelle speaking. I saw the clips from the president speaking, and I even saw little, you know, quips. What's his name? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar speaking. Some other people were saying some things, you know, but I just saw clips.
So you did see highlights. So, of course, the highlight of the Republican National Convention was Melania Stealing. Michelle's speech.
Okay. She straight up ran off with it.
Okay.
Like somebody had posted on Facebook, she did not steal it, she discovered it.
Okay. Woo. Okay. Woo.
Yeah.
Woo. That was deep. I had to take a swallow on that one.
Yes, ma'am. She did not steal it. She discovered it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, another highlight of the Republican National Convention was, of course, they said, I can't think of her name. But anyway, it was non-existent. They said she gave a half-assed speech.
Oh.
And it seemed like the only thing that they were saying on there was, I'm going to be better than President Obama. The clips I saw, because of Republican National Convention, I did not watch the thing. I just watched clips. And yeah, the only thing I couldn't get past was Trump's wife. Okay, the Democratic National Convention, Michelle Obama? First Lady Michelle Obama?
Yes, ma'am.
When that lady gave her speech, now it's going to be stolen in a couple of years, but when that lady gave her speech, OMG. The two little black kids playing on the front, the White House lawn, with their little puppy, she brought in images to make people remember the 8 years.
Okay.
They can say what they want about President Barack Obama, but one thing they can't say is his wife is bad. That woman gave a speech, huh?
See what happens when you put intelligence on a stage, girl? That's what happens. You get great things out of them.
Okay.
But, you know, some people just ain't up to that caliber.
Hmm.
I ain't no names, but it kind of sound like lasagna with an M.
Okay. Hello. Then we have President Obama. But before we had President Obama, we had, and I cannot think of her name. My cousin posted her because she was a Delta. She's a Delta, and my cousin's a Delta, and she represents her Deltas very well. And I can't look it up at this moment because I'm drinking my coffee. But she gave a phenomenal speech as well. And, of course, the president did. The president made it known that the country should be ready for Hillary, because we damn sure ain't ready for Trump.
Yeah,
and of course,
it's something to get ready for. I don't think it should be ever a situation to where Trump would ever be in the White House. I don't even know if he should even be able to allow to be in the White House on it.
Well, a lot of people, Trump fans, are saying Barack Obama is a celebrity act, and they need somebody strong like Trump. But they keep forgetting that Trump was Celebrity Apprentice.
Hello?
So you keep calling our president a celebrity, but
what else is Donald Trump besides a person who actually invested in real estate? You know, some points he did well, some points he filed chapter, whatever, you know, 11 or 13s. And then does reality TV. What else would they call that?
Well, what happened to the other Republican, Ronald Reagan?
He was an actor.
Okay. Hey, but isn't that a celebrity? I mean, maybe it's
Arnold Schwarzenegger is not even running for president, but he was a Republican also, but he's now the governor of California.
I was about to go there, Roger Love. I was going there.
Arnold, the Terminator. Really, people?
But
that's why I always say, girl, it comes back to
you
that.
You remember what show Barack Obama
being
dedicated
sometimes to me.
You remember what show Barack Obama played in? What series or what TV show or what movie he was in?
Yes, I do. I remember it like it was 8 years ago. And 4 years ago. Call it the Campaign Trail. That was what the show was called. Campaign Trail. Starring Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. what's his name? The co-star was Joe Biden.
Wow.
You know, yes. The girl, those were very popular shows. That's how he got elected into the White House.
Really?
That was the season finale. That right there.
They play extremely too much.
Oh, girl, as a matter of fact, child, come November, I think that series is going to be ending for them. You know, well, January, should I say. The series is going to come to an end for the Obamas.
Right, but a real show they have not performed.
Actually, well, he's done talk shows, but I'm trying to think, was one of them on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
I think he did Saturday Night Live once.
Because they kept Delta's first term. They kept, you know, mocking him.
Yeah.
Playing like him. And he came and did one thing where it was actually him.
Right.
But he just showed that he was a relatable president.
Exactly.
It wasn't that he was an actor. He was showing that he was a relatable president.
But Donald Trump has been in more television shows than what Barack Obama ever has been in.
Hello?
Now, out of the White House, child, he might be able to, you know, get a career doing other stuff. Because, yeah, he was, if you ask me, he's a very intelligent man, child. So it's like he can create a lot of stuff that people would actually watch. Because he's funny. If he writes his own speeches for the most part. I'm sure he got other writers to help him put it together, whatever. But if most of
O'Donnell?
No, I'm talking about O'Donnell? The president.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The president. If most of those words come from him, he's a funny person. Because he'd be saying some stuff that just make you just like, wow, kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure he can do well in a comedy sitcom.
Right?
Mm.
I agree. I totally agree. But I'm just hoping everybody goes out and vote, because with this Democratic and this Republican National Convention, and you can see this, they ain't even in the White House, they're stealing already.
Starts with a speech.
It starts with a speech.
You got to watch the silverware.
Okay. And for the Trump, we ain't ready for them. I mean, I meant to say the Clintons. The Clintons have been in the White House. The Clinton understands the White House. Hillary, like President said, is more qualified, because at first I was like, wait a minute, she more qualified, but she is more qualified because she has done 8 years with Bill. She has been Secretary of State with him. So she is more qualified than the other candidate by far. So, yes, I mean, if we're going to use anyone, we want to keep Donald away from the trigger of any nuclear bombs or anything else we might have.
Okay, especially when you already have the view that any foreigner who was not born in this country is an immigrant, even though y'all wasn't.
What about his wife?
Right. Even though y'all wasn't actually born here, either, this country was actually founded by a whole lot of people.
Nah, hello?
Just you, because y'all just found y'all way to it, but y'all didn't find it.
Then how do you discover something that's already here? I'm still confused about
exactly.
I had it up in the air about the whole Hillary and running for president, and was saying, are we really ready for a woman to run for president? But after listening to Michelle Obama, and if President Obama wasn't so hard against it, that would be my next president, because that woman is so powerful. Hillary is as well, but I still kind of think Hillary can put a little more power behind it. But at the end of the day, it's the best of
the best out of what we have there, basically.
Right.
My thing is, who is Hillary's running mate? Because I still have not seen or heard.
They haven't chose yet.
What's she waiting for?
Huh?
Is she trying to wait for Michelle to say, okay, I'll do it? Is that what she's waiting for?
I guess. But I think they wait till after the whole, and then they choose their running mates once the actual convention is over, then they choose their running mates, because the convention is, you know, these are the people that we have chosen to, from the Democrat side and from the Republican side, of who we want to represent us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they choose their running mates from there. And it gets closer to when, you know, closer to election time or getting closer in, they'll start choosing them soon, because that is what's going to persuade a lot of people. Because at first, Trump was trying to say he was going to get Palin. And when he said that, a lot of people was like, a lot of his supporters backed up. So, of course, he had to go rethink things. And hopefully, he will get someone that is still going to make everybody side-eye. Because I just hope Hillary gets someone strong.
Yes, yes. But I'm still trying to think, because, you know, I'm not a politician. I'm not into politics a lot, but I still see things to me that make sense. You know, and it's like, if I can think of somebody offhand that makes sense to be doing this, I would, you know, I would have a better view of what it is that she should be doing. But I really don't, because I'm like, I don't even know who's eligible. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just don't know who's eligible. Now, I know that if Michelle decides that, you know what, she wants to put her head in that political ring, I'm like, I don't know if Michelle, it's like, I don't get the vibe from Michelle, because she's actually said she wouldn't want to do it, because it's like, yeah, it's not something that she wants to really get herself that deeply involved in. She had, you know, enough doing, you know, being the first lady, but she got a lot accomplished in did it, in doing it the way that she did it. She got a lot accomplished her own way being the first lady. But it's like when you get a title, you know, you get the first lady position by default. You're married to the president. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to step up and be, you know, be the dutiful wife in that instance. But the vice presidency is an actual job that you have to literally sign up to do. And it's,
right.
It calls for a lot more of you to be put in it. And I'm not sure if it's something that she's willing to give. That's my thought. Now, other people that would actually make a good running mate for Clinton, there was another lady that came to mind. I was thinking maybe Nancy Pelosi, because, you know, she got a long history, you know, in that arena. And a lot of hard-fought battles under her belt with being, you know, dealing with the whole Senate versus, you know, House situation. You know what I'm saying? So she got a lot of notches to say that she can really handle a lot of stuff to me.
That's just like they're saying Omarosa is going to run as Trump running mate.
But you know what? But wait a minute now. Hold up now. Let us think about that too now. Now, we all know that Trump is full of crap, you know, full of a whole lot of stuff. But Omarosa is a smart bitch. And Omarosa, when she sets her mind to something, honey, it's like, yeah, it's hard-pressed to really stop her. You know what I'm saying? She's a very, very intelligent black woman.
She is.
Now, is she most popular? Of course not. But I think, hell, if she... I truly believe that, hell, she would do a better job than Donald Trump.
But let me say this about it real quick, because I know we're ending. But I think she would. She is catty, though. And you can't be catty in politics.
She is. That's why I say that. Yeah, I know she's not the most popular choice. Of course not. By far she's not. But I think with her education and her cunningness that she has, I think she would actually do a better job in any position in the White House than Donald Trump ever could. So, you know, that's less far-fetched than Donald Trump actually being president, if you ask me. But, you know.
Do you think with her being his running mate, he has a better chance of winning?
Of course not. I don't think Donald Trump has a chance of winning, period. But I think that if he is going to try to put his faith in actually being in the White House, he's going to have to actually get somebody that actually has political experience, not just a mind-savvy person like Omarosa or a business-savvy person like Omarosa. He needs somebody that has that political experience.
Right, because it just seems
don't
like...
Don't tell him I said that, because I don't want him to actually get wind of that.
And it won't be a whole bunch of stage full of celebrities in the White House.
Basically. But on that note, y'all have to join us tomorrow, honey, when we come back for part two of this. And
vote!
Vote, people. Vote for Hillary.
Vote for Rosalind and his sister, and vote for Hillary and Yeah, how
about it? Catch us on Love and Life. Like our Love and Life page on Facebook, and you can like us individually. I am Rachi Love. She is Miss Kia Walker. And don't let us not forget.